The Warriors hosting the Grizzlies smack dab in the middle of a five-game homestand while looking to extend their current league-high win streak to 8 games. And Klay Thompson helping lead the charge early. He would finish with a game-high 27 points while hitting 3 threes. Stephen Curry with 3 three-pointers as well while delivering 19 points and 7 assists. Kevin Durant powered his way to 22 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists. And Alphonso McKinney adding 14 points in another strong showing as the Warriors keep it rolling with a 117-101 win over the Grizzlies. Here's what we heard from Coach Kerr in the postgame.
Coach, you saw Draymond. He got injured and he didn't come back. We saw it was a foot contusion. Do you think that's going to linger, or what is the latest on that?
They took x-rays. X-rays were negative. But it didn't make sense for him to go out and play in the second half. He sort of tested it out, and we decided to shut him down. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully, you know, we got a couple days before our next game, but we'll see what happens.
Steve, how pleased were you with the fact that your defense was able to kind of tighten up there in the second half, even without Draymond?
Yeah, defense was better in the second half. So was our offense. I thought we finally started moving the ball. First half, we're trying to dribble through their defense, and they have a very good defense. You know, this is the team from a couple of years ago. You know, this is when you got Conley and Gasol anchoring everything, and they've added some nice pieces on the wings. You got a good team. You got a tough team, and that's what we were facing. So we didn't work hard enough to get good shots in the first half. And then in the second half, as our defense picked up, transition got going, and I thought we started doing a better job moving the ball around too.
Steve, can you talk about Kevon's impact in that third quarter? He scored all 9 of his points in that period, especially right after Damian kind of got into foul trouble there.
Yeah, Kevon was great. You know, he's so solid for us. We know what we're going to get night in and night out from Loon. And I thought he led a great effort from the bench in general. Alphonso had another great game. I was really proud of Quinn. I've barely played him, and he stayed ready. He works his tail off every day, and you could see his shooting stroke never left, even though I haven't played him in the last couple of weeks. So the whole bench, Jonas as well, JB, they all came in, did a nice job.
Steve, in that third quarter, it looked like Kevin – sort of took over the role of playmaker quite a bit. Is that something that he just did on his own initiative, or is that by design?
It's both. I mean, a lot of times he'll just have the ball in his hands anyway, but we do occasionally design stuff where, you know, he's going to handle the ball and distribute. But I think with Draymond out in the second half, the ball naturally gravitated towards KD more. And this was kind of a typical Kevin night where – he doesn't have to shoot a whole lot. He may not even be that interested in shooting a whole lot. And he's just, you know, he's just out there, and you look at the stat sheet at the end and, you know, unbelievably efficient and distributing the ball, and he's a plus 25. And the guy's amazing. I mean, he's night in and night out, his efficiency is just remarkable.
Steve, what do you think of Steph's rim protection there at the end and how the team react to it?
Right in front of me. That was impressive. I was hoping for the Mutombo finger wag. didn't quite get it.
Yeah, Steve, Jonas Jerebko, how surprised are you of his start this season?
It's been great. He had another good night tonight. Just his hustle, his physicality. You can tell the fans really like watching him play. I think because he plays so hard, and he's added a dimension for us that we haven't had much of, which is a four man who can step out and make a three. And he's really a good player. He just sees the floor. You saw him make a great backdoor pass to Klay for a layup. I think it was to start the fourth quarter. So we're thrilled to have Jonas. He's been great.
Coach, you ended up having Klay Thompson do a lot of the initiation within the fourth quarter without Draymond out there. What does that say about the development of his game? Because that's not something he would have done a couple years ago.
Initiating the offense?
Yeah.
I think you know, Klay has gotten better and better with his ball handling, with his passing. he's really done a nice job this year of finding cutters, you know, on drives where he draws help. And then I think he found Jordan Bell on a really nice little pocket pass. Jordan hit a layup and tonight. Clay's done a better job with that over the last couple of years. I think he's just expanding. I think his game is growing.
Steve, who's going to be the person to tell Alfonso that he's doing this in the NBA?
Don't wake him up. He's, you know, what I love about him is that he's just naturally very confident, and he's not afraid of anything. You know, he gets out there and he rises up. If he's open, he's going to rise up and shoot it. And, you know, maybe that's what his journey led to. He knows he's here. He's earned it. Might as well make the most of it and go for it every night.
Steve, what is the learning curve that Damian's going through with these fouls, and I guess Jordan as well tonight?
Yeah, I mean, Damian is learning from the players he's playing against. You know, Marc Gasol is one of the best in the league at drawing fouls, and you've got to be very careful with your hands. I thought a couple times Damian just had his hands kind of in the wrong place, and Gasol will take advantage of that. He'll wrap you up. He'll kind of pump fake and jump into you and do all that kind of stuff. And he's very clever. So it's a good lesson for Damian to play against guys like him. And he's learning every single game.
Thursday night at Oracle Arena, the Warriors host the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.